Dad, wala na naman tayong benta.
Guys, hindi na naman na-hit ang quota.
Wala na! Hindi ka nagbabay!
Walang benta? If you're a business owner, service provider, or anything in between, join Junji Gumiran and Aaron De La Cruz as they explore the tools, tips, tricks, do's and don'ts on how to sell stuff online. This is Wala Kang Benta, the podcast.
Welcome to
Wala Kang Benta, the podcast.
Hindi ko nasabi na another episode. Aww. But this podcast is created to help Filipino entrepreneurs, marketers, freelancers, anyone na may gustong ibenta. We'll help you with tips, insights, do's and don'ts on how to sell online. Ako po si Aaron De La Cruz.
And ako po
with
si
my co-host
Junji Gumiran.
And we have another special guest this afternoon, evening, morning. Hulaan niyo kung ano. Kasi Junji, part of selling is syempre fulfillment. Hindi na naman binenta mo yun, tapos goodbye. Kasi you have to bring the product na binili ng customer to the
customer. Ay, ba yun?
Akala ko
pag mag-order, receive agad. So meron pa pala pinagdadaanan.
Of course, and that's why ang ating guest this time ko alam ang time is, so bro, can you introduce yourself and what you do?
Hi, thank you very much. So ako, my name is Chris Guzman. I'm the CEO founder of Pahatid.ph. So we are a business-to-business next-day delivery logistics provider.
Okay.
Actually, we position ourselves as the delivery solutions provider.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi we don't just deliver it. We assess the solutions that you need, or we recommend the solutions that you need based on your delivery requirements. Currently, we cover NCR and yung mga outskirts ng GMA, the nearby GMA areas or Calabarzon. So medyo maliit pala yung reach, but we are, conceptually, we started in 2020, but we've been operating siguro mga full year and a half.
Ano to bro, right after the pandemic or?
During the pandemic. Yep.
Is that part of the story, how you guys got started?
How we started? I mean, baka buti tayo ng Pasko, but I'll try to make it quick.
We have time.
Okay.
time.
I love time. Okay. So ako kasi, pre-pandemic, I used to be based in the US, in San Francisco. I moved in there in 2015.
Right.
And then 2020, because of the pandemic, natanggal din ako sa trabaho. Unfortunately, it was shocking. And sabi ko nga eh, first experience ko matanggal sa trabaho, pandemic.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. it was okay. So I was in the last flight of Philippine Airlines from San Francisco to the Philippines. Sobrang random nun. And then from April till like May, literally I was doing nothing.
Right.
In fact, the longest vacation time talaga, since I graduated college in 2009. In between that, I don't know if you remember, nung mga lahat tayo tenga, walang ginagawa, there were viral videos from certain courier providers na who were mishandling the parcels.
Yeah, I remember this.
You remember that?
Binabato-bato nila yung package.
Binabato, yung iba binubuksan. Kasi to whatever happened, basta natenga sa kanila. Mm-hmm. So I was watching TV or my Facebook, di ba? Parang, I felt bad in a way na, how can these people do these things in the middle of a pandemic? Ang swerte nung rider na yon or nung warehouse person na yon, not to the point na mas angat siya sa akin kasi siya may trabaho eh.
Right.
Ako wala, di ba? And how can they do that?
Mm-hmm.
So, naglaro-laro lang isip ko. And then back then, and tying up also, di ba, nung time na yon, it was hard to book, di ba? Mm-hmm. To book kasi nga, ang hirap mag-book or mahal.
Tsaka very limited din
very
yung,
limited.
Yung lugar kung saan pwede
mag-hatid. Yes, because of yung mga quarantine procedures. Right. Tapos, takot din tayo na harapin, di ba? Na parang, sige kuya, lagay mo doon. Di ba? So, ako, a couple of times na nag-book ako, sabi ko, kuya, kunin ko na yung number mo ha, taga saan ka ba? So medyo kinilala ko, taga saan ka? Okay, kung dito Pasig area ka lang, gusto mo para makatulong na lang din ako. Kunin ko yung number mo, pag may kailangan yung bahay namin, yung household namin, whether pabili or pa-deliver or pahatid, ikaw na lang, didirektahin ko na. Kahit dadagdag ko pa yan, 200, 300, ikaw na lang kukontakin ko. True enough, averagely sa bahay namin, 5 to 10 deliveries, or whether food yan or ano.
Right.
So, nakakatulong ako.
Mm-hmm.
That was my second aha moment aside from dun. And then third ko, sabi ko sa mga friends ko, guys, baka kailangan nun ng rider. May kakilala ko. Bibigay ko lang yung number, tried and tested yan, safe, tawagan na lang sila on call, saka na nakipa-deliver.
Wow.
On the side, parang tuloy-tuloy. Para it feels good for me na, oy, nakakatulong ako, mm-hmm. nakakabigay ako ng trabaho, pero may entrepreneurial mindset, aha, may business dito.
Right.
And then, the rest was history. I spread the word through my friends lang, oy guys, meron akong dalawa, tatlong riders. And then I had a friend who's into dropshipping or basari mm-hmm. online din siya. Chris, balita ko nagko-career ka. Sabi ko, nako, dadalawa, tatlo lang yung rider ko. Pero ano ba yung kailangan mo? Meron kasi akong 3,000 parcels for delivery.
Okay.
So sabi ko, ano ba yan? Mga face mask, etc., right. etc. So yun, the rest was history. So sabi ko, sige, basta I level the expectations. Wala kaming app. On call lang na medyo mano-mano. But I'll figure out the process and the system for us na magkaayos tayo. Right. No problem. Basta deliver mo lang.
Okay.
Doon ako nag-A/B testing. On the side, I was really testing, trying it out. Paano kayang pricing? Pero ang importante lang na iniisip ko, 2-3 things. One, ano ba yung pain point ng mga riders? Mm-hmm. Reason why they're doing all those mishandling right, or right. To whatever kind of quality of service that we have right now is because they're paid low.
Right,
super baba ng bayan right. sa kanila eh, di ba? Who would have thought, I mean, I won't drop names, pero delivery, kahit malaki na, mm-hmm. 30 pesos, 20 pesos, mas mahal pa itong mineral water. O yung, di ba?
Right.
So kahit makasampu sila ng 20 pesos, that's how many? 200 pesos lang.
Wow.
For like a half day. So sabi ko, no, may mali dito.
Mm-hmm.
And mas malaki yung percentage nung platform o nung delivery service. And then second, paano pa sila tinitrato? Or how right. are they being approached ng mga companies or right. ng consignees? So yun din. So on my end, sige, we'll do regular talks, regular, hanggang sa magkaintindihan tayo.
Right.
And then third, yun na, passion over profit sa lang ako. For mm-hmm. me, as vague as it sounds, it feels good eh.
Right.
Ako naman gusto ko lang sa unang time na, well, of course, up to now, makatulong lang. I mean, the littlest that I can do, help employ people, improve the delivery service.
Right.
At 2020, paano mo madidetail? Wala. But for me, I can emotionally and psychologically, it feels good.
Right.
So,
wow.
Yun, yun yung brief backstory. And then the rest is history.
Oh, sorry, wow. Alam mo po, sobrang inspiring hearing it firsthand from you. Kasi ako, I ride a motorcycle din. So I have mm-hmm. a motorcycle. Kasi mas mabilis eh.
Mm-hmm.
And I know yung yung challenges ng mga riders natin. Kasi una, ang init.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit anong damit na isuot mo, pagdating sa anong pawis na yan, naka-helmet ka pa, and then yung pollution,
mm-hmm.
kalaban mo yan, and then yung general ba na people look at people who ride motorcycles as parang second class citizens.
Yes.
And ako mismo na-experience ko yan. Like, mm-hmm. pag nakamotor ako, punta ako sa mall, parang inaano-ano ng guard eh. Doon ka nakaharang niya. Ah, di na lang ako pumapalag eh, pero hearing you treat these riders, which are, aminin natin o hindi, sila yung parang blood ba tawag doon ng logistics, kasi sila yung nasa ground eh. They are the ones going around and picking up and delivering these
persons.
They're
the one parang facing customers eh.
Exactly.
In fact, nung pandemic, we call, and up to now, we're still carrying it, this campaign or name. We call our riders front riders.
Ah,
di ba, remember the time? That. Napaso na nga ngayon yung frontliners.
Right, right.
Front riders, kasi in my mind, wait, although I highly appreciate the nurses, the doctors, right. or whoever were in the medical care back then. Pero, wait, we're overlooking or mistreating right. the riders who were also our pandemic heroes.
Right.
Wala kang pagkain if because of that rider. Or right. wala kang gamot na pinabili mo. So, front riders ang tawag namin.
Nice, I love that.
Because they're literally up to now the frontliners or front riders of the business.
Right.
Sila yung kumakausap.
Right.
Sila yung magsasabi, ano nga bang item? Ah, ma'am, gamot po ata. Mm-hmm. At least they have a brief knowledge.
Right. Tsaka maganda yung point mo din na kaya mini-mistreat, let's say yung, not mistreat eh, parang mishandle or let's say yung, unfortunately, iba binubuksan mm-hmm. or ng riders. It's because they are mistreated nga by their companies. Yung sinabi mo, like, cabinet yung nila mo, 30 pesos. Alam, may nang hirap na, i-weave mo pa sa traffic yung cabinet.
Paano yung ilagay sa motor, yung cabinet?
Joke.
Ah, okay.
Pero there are times,
ay, mga oversized, ha?
Yeah, may nakita ko, parang mountain bikes, inakay sa motor. Alam mo yun?
Yung mga plants, yung paso, di ba?
Yeah.
Tapos magagalit. O bakit nalaglagan ng halaman?
Di ba? So, yeah, I love na you are treating these people as partners
mm-hmm,
of the business. Now, having said nga yung point nga na yan, na there are a lot of things, especially, so dalawang side yan, business owners
mm-hmm.
who are sending the packages and then customers who are receiving them.
Correct.
Kasi nga, sabi nga ni Junji kanina, gusto natin, pag-order, nandyan na eh.
Akala nila magic eh, no?
Parang fried chicken na order mo eh, no? So what are, do you think yung pinaka-top challenges nyo bilang logistics person na hindi nakikita ng normal na tao, business person man or yung mga nagre-receive ng packages?
Dami. Papantayin natin yung mga top challenges, no? Yeah. 1.1, 1.2.
And we have time
naman. Siguro.
Kahit December to, isa-isay natin.
If I were to summarize, siguro one with pricing. For me, of course, syempre, we understand motorbike delivery is cheap. And labor in the Philippines, although in Metro Manila, is not cheap. But ang mahal ng cost of living sa Metro Manila. Pero let's not cheapen or wag natin gawing cheap or second class citizens sa mga delivery riders. Nice. And as mentioned, yung mga ibang courier platforms, they get bigger percentage, I mean, to whatever their formula is. But they get bigger percentage of commission from the actual delivery fee. So kung kunwari yung delivery fee na lumabas sa app mo, 100 pesos.
Right.
These platforms get 60-70%.
Okay.
So kung sa 100 pesos, 30 pesos na lang doon sa rider.
And correct me if I'm wrong, sorry for cutting you, bro. Yung iba daw, yung pag, not sure how true this is, yung pag gumamit ka ng coupon, discount, sa rider pa daw nababawas yan?
Yes, even the tips. Ako, I verified this. Tips, kaya ako, sorry na lang ha, if maging hack to. Pag magbubook ako, tas it's taking time, inunote ko doon, kuya, titipan na lang kita pagdating dito, acceptin mo na. Kasi makikita naman na nila sa note eh. Kasi, if you add the tip on the platform, may percentage pa rin.
Oh, pati yung tips.
Yes.
So, hindi siya 100%.
Yes, parang 20%. Kahit 1% man yan, tip na nga eh, di ba?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the platform who will go there, but it's the rider. So, pricing per se, let's not underprice or underestimate the power of delivery riders through the pricing.
Yes.
Right. Especially kung magpapadeliver ka na laptop, 25,000, tapos gusto mo 50 pesos na pricing. Parang medyo illogical naman yun. Or, you know, diba? Tapos pag nawala, sasabihin mo, blah, blah, itong rider, ninakaw, etc. Eh, kumastos ka na 25,000, gawin mo naman 100 pesos yung delivery mo or 500 if you want it to be super. So, pricing.
So, yung, since na-mention yan, kasi like for, ano, no, for a point of view of a business owner, parang namimili tayo ng logistic partner natin based on, sino ba dito yung pinakamura? Siyempre, kung sino yung pinakamura, mas makakatipid tayo, di ba? Mas
cost,
yung kikitain natin or yung net natin, mas makakahinga siya. Without realizing yung iba't ibang layers, like ano yung credibility ng logistic company na to. Gano'ng kalaki yung RTS ng company nito. Ano yung mga issues?
Customer service.
Di ba? Paano sila nag-handle ng customer service? So, ibig sabihin nito, as business owner, we shouldn't look at the ano lang. The,
just bottom line.
Di ba? The price lang. Kung sino mas mura, usually, kasi stick tayo dun eh. Di ba? We have to do some ano din, review, getting then feedback from other business owners on how this logistic company operate.
Right. And to add nga sa sinabi mo, Junji, na baka kasi nakikinig yung mga business owners. Hindi totoo yan. Just look at the reviews on Shopee and Lazada. Most of them are about the courier, not the product.
Not the product, correct.
Sabihin na, dumating sa akin, punit-punit na. Or makikita nyo, ang bite ni rider.
Ang pogi ni rider.
So, imaginein mo yun. Kasi tayo, as let's say, right now we're focusing on e-com, hindi naman tayo nakikita nung customer eh.
Correct.
I mean, they don't see us in person, like the business owner or sino mang customer service. The last and maybe probably the first touch point na they will have of your brand or product is the rider.
Exactly.
So, yun, it's something to keep in mind na it's sometimes it's not just about the cost. Okay. And another, ano pa, mga top challenges na.
So, ano, to cap off the cost, don't be deceived. May mga companies or courier providers, 55 pesos, 70 pesos, pero may add-on yan. Service fee, perks after 6 kilometers, 20
hidden
pesos.
Ano?
Diba? So parang, end up 200, 300. So, din nga, as what si Sir Junji has mentioned, review the, adami naman ng courier providers, to be fair. In fact, may mga courier providers sa talagang pang mga environmental friendly, yung mga hindi, kasi may mga brands na rin naman na ganun, eh,
right,
diba? May mga food deliveries na specific, may mga food deliveries naman na siguro, may pharma delivery na rin or medical. Maraming options.
Right.
of course, it's a risk. It's a gamble. But don't be deceived then. Ako, siguro, slightly biased as a small business owner, try to also patronize or help those mga emerging and growing. In fact, mas okay pa nga eh. Kasi mas maliit, although credibility-wise, siguro may pinatutunayan pa.
Mm-hmm.
Pero help them, but at the same time, check them also kasi mas maliit pa sila. So growing, be right. Part of that growth.
Right.
Diba?
Right.
And that's how we grow.
Right.
So pricing, right. As mentioned, don't be deceived, don't cheapen your riders.
Right. Right.
Huwag natin sila tipirin, right. And be understanding that 10 peso, 20 pesos na ikatitipid mo would go a long way for a ride.
Right.
Next, siguro, somehow related to the yung customer service or the way we relate to riders. Tied up siya with pricing, pero yun nga, let's not treat the riders as a second class citizen.
Right, right.
Although, hindi pa naman siguro ganun ka-wide yung ganung mga experiences. But, let's face it, lagi na lang pag dumating na may pocknut siguro in delivery, rider agad yan.
Right,
one
right.
Star, negative pa nga. Right. Or if you Facebook agad. Try to do it the right way. Do process. Let's investigate. Possible damage talaga siya.
Mm-hmm.
Kono man, many other reasons. Pero sa customer service, I think for me, gawin natin due process and huwag natin sila kaagad sungitan. Like as an example, customer service, kumari rainy weather, now it's very timely.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable na there will be delays,
right.
Diba? Let's check on them. Kuya, lalo pa yung mga iba, like literally kanina, ma'am, kinoconfirm kasi sa amin kasi before the riders leave the premises or the warehouse or the hub, tinetext na ng customer service team namin yan.
Okay.
At the same time, yung riders, tinatawagan din.
Mm-hmm.
So, may delivery sa may bandang Las Piñas. Although, kahit hindi mo sabihin, alam naman natin na bahayan.
Right.
Ma'am, confirm ko lang, okay po ba yung area ninyo? Hindi naman binaha. Ay, hindi, walang baha dito. Okay na okay, makaka-deliver. So, sige, pinuntahan pa rin ng rider. 3, 4pm, galit na galit si Marjot. Nasaan na ba? Ang bagal-bagal. Ma'am, kasi po, tuloy-tuloy ulan, pero mambaha po, eh, hindi nga po makapasok. Nagsungit yung feedback na sa merchant.
Right.
Mga ganon. Although it's could be isolated, but let's face it, ang daming stories na ganon na huwag na nating ipilit or at least be understanding.
Right, right.
Diba? Kung may mga circumstances na ganon. Though we strongly understand that you want your parcel, pero, I mean, kung kailangan mo naman talaga, you should have ordered it way before,
right,
di ba? Like,
right.
May mga cases kasi, ay, kailangan ko na po ngayon kasi pupunta po ako ng airport or luluwas ako. Why would you deliver 10 hours before kung meron ka palang flight right. Or you know what I mean?
Right.
So, customer service, it falls under customer service or at least treating your riders. I don't want to be biased, but I feel the riders kasi nga, as what we've been saying, sila kasi on the ground eh. Sila na nga yung first and probably the last person that you would meet or that who represents the brand or the product that you have purchased.
Right.
If you will mistreat them or if you will just think of them na taga-deliver lang, there's something wrong.
Right.
There's something wrong.
Yeah. Right. So, customer service.
And even sa sa customer service din ng mismong business, dapat sila eh, ready sila. Kasi you did not just blame it on the courier.
Mandali kasi yun eh. Like,
na parang, ma'am, hindi na kami yan, di ba?
Yes.
Ay, yung rider na naman kasi.
Hindi yun gano'n. No? So, right. as the business owner, kailangan ready din yung customer service ninyo to answer the complaints din from the customers.
Yes.
Right. So, it goes both ways. Yung yep. Business owner with their own staff and customer service na... Mm-hmm. Kunwari, in order ng umaga, so mamaya na agad. Mm-hmm. Ano? So, set nyo yung expectation kasi alam nyo naman yung sa business. Hindi yung i-false promise nyo
because
the burden will be
pointed
passed dun sa courier na, ha, ilang oras na lang pa to. It's a partnership nga. So, any more challenges pa ba, bro, na top, sa sobrang dami?
Kasi nagami ka.
Pero, yeah, I mean, kaya kami with Pahatid, we're a business-to-business delivery service. Before we accept or work with the new merchant, we also understand their delivery process journey.
Right.
Sa first call pa lang namin or first two meetings, paano po ba yung delivery process ninyo?
Right.
How do you cater your customer service? Ano yung mga deadlines or promises ninyo? Para kami, we won't just, sige ma'am, deliver na namin yung bukas. No, assess din namin yan. Ma'am, patingin nga ng sample products. And of course, we also check the social media pages, the reviews.
Oh, wow.
Para we can level. Mm-hmm. Kasi as what si Sir Jun just mentioned, representative na rin kami ng brand, eh.
Right.
Diba? Para
that.
Align. Right. Align siya. Kaya, dun sa mga nagpapamuk ng mga lalamove lang or ano, yun, may gap dun. Kasi, totoo naman, they're two separate entities, pero try to be fair in assessing kung may mga circumstances whether ito career na ba talaga yan, or there was also like a mishap or a mistake that have happened from the merchant side. Point is, bottom line, it's not always the career's
fault.
Just to be fair.
Right.
So due process.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I go.
Go.
Kasi what I like about dun sa pahatid kasi let's admit it, no? Lalo na dun sa mga malalaking logistics company na parang, dapat ganitong product lang. Alam mo, very generic.
Mm-hmm.
Without realizing na yung mga businesses or product, magkakaiba yan naman eh, ng needs set, right. Sa delivery. Mm-hmm. Like for example, for mga frozen meat, na kailangan ma-deliver agad yan in the next few hours. Mm-hmm. Hindi kailangan ng 2 days, 3 days, or 1 week. Like si Silica Mundo, so in-interview natin sa isang araw. So hindi yan pwedeng basta-basta itatapon.
Diba, box mo lang diba? Tapos
yun. Very fragile yung ano eh, very fragile yung item, bawal mabasa. That's why we appreciate yung magentong type of company that caters to, alam mo yun, very specific need ng mga businesses.
They try to understand yung needs na ano. As partners, I love that. Now, yun, nandito na rin naman tayo sa usapan na to. As business owners, especially mga nakikinig sa atin na listeners, what should they look for sa career? If, like, they have an existing career or they want to eventually partner with a career, what should they look for?
Well, as generic as it sounds, pero we have our own context of it. Efficiency talaga.
Okay.
Efficiency. Of course, if you're the business owner, lalo pa if you're starting, syempre, lahat naman ng startups or ng starting business owners nagsimula sa bahay, sa garahe. Delivery per se, ikaw yung magbubok, pa isa-isa mong imomonitor. Paano kung come the time, 3, 10, 20 deliveries, ano mo na nakabook yan, tatawag yan. Sir, nandito na po ako sa block 12, lot 15, barangay ko ano man. Saan po ba to? Do you honestly also know, di ba? So, efficiency with us, how we do it. Kasi yung mga riders namin, the parcels that are given to them are based on the location where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
If you're from Quezon City, North Quezon City to be more specific, yun lang yung area na pagkakoverin.
Okay.
Hindi kita patatakbuhin ng Alabang, hindi kita patatakbuhin ng Sasminas. Okay. Why? One, practicality. At least yung net take-home pay mo or yung commission mo per parcel or whatever the pay that's given to you, maximize mo yun.
Right.
Diba?
So it's a gas money.
Yes. And we give gasoline allowance every day. So para lang makabawas. But two, efficiency in terms of yun nga, paghahanap. No, talagang hindi alam ni rider na taga-Alabang kung saan ang barangay Tatalon sa Quezon City. Kasi hindi naman siya taga-Quezon City.
Right.
Diba? So, ikot-ikot yan, or ma'am, ang tagal-tagal na hanggang sa minsan magkakainitan na, ma'am, padagdagan na po ako, ang tagal, hindi ko mahanap. So, as opposed to, si Rider Quezon City, alam naman na yan. Mm-hmm. Alam na yung pasikot-sikot eh. Efficiency on customer service, number three. Look for a career service who would also assist you in terms of doing those delivery concerns, the administrative side of it. Kami with Pahatid, I have a small team who does that. We call and text the consignees that are assigned for us for the day to confirm if they're available, to give them a text, or if they have like any specific delivery instructions. Para before pa lang si Ryder pumunta doon, oh, confirm na to. Para si Ryder, kung hindi pala pwede, hindi na napupuntahan.
Right.
Same din with the Ryder training din namin. Before mo din puntahan, sakaling hindi nag-confirm, tawagan mo muna. Mm-hmm. Pag talagang hindi sumasagot after like 5-10 attempts, send us the screenshot para ma-report namin sa merchant.
Right.
So, efficiency in general or efficiency in specifically, ang dami ng mga pre-work before the delivery.
Right.
And nakakat na yung mga pain points doon. No wonder si Ryder, with us at least, happy. Kasi, unlike kung kunwari nakabook siya, syempre kasi pag hindi na pinuntahan, which is makikita sa algorithm app, siya yung mababalikan.
Right.
Or sa record, hindi na picture ng ganito. Or what, siya din yung mababalikan. Efficiency that's strongly aligned with your brand.
Right.
Kung yung brand na piniposition mo, kung basta lang makadeliver, hanap ka ng delivery na. Basta lang makadeliver. Madami naman dyan. Pero if you're looking for a career service na aligned talaga with as to how they would represent their brand, there are many other career services that would leverage your brand.
Actually, part nga ng question ko dito, bro, is, how do you lessen yung RTS? Which parang sinagot mo na rin. Yeah. There are maraming pre-work before you even get to that point na wala nga ako dyan. Nasa hospital ako eh. Iba, alam mo yun, yung mga ganung ano, cases. So we really appreciate na ginagawa niya.
Pero before yun, RTS is return to center.
Ayun ba yun?
Product ay nire-return to sender.
Or sender. Unsuccessful attempts to deliver. Yes, the purpose. Yes. As you've said nga, marami kasing pwede ka nang gawin before you even, ano.
Yeah, yung deliver lang ng deliver.
Right. Kasi I remember this ano story na nagalit siya kasi yung in-order niya was delivered early.
Okay.
Baliktad, no? Kasi usually, parang, oy, mabilis. We love that. So, kasi nakalagay siguro dun sa app, sa marketplace app, you will receive this by, let's say, this date.
Mm-hmm.
Na-receive niya na mas maaga. Nagalit dun sa rider. So, sabi ko, bakit? What's the story behind this? Yun pala, meron siyang ini-expect na money on that specific date or before. Kaya, si rider, masaya na, oy, maaga po kami nag-deliver. Tapos, on the end naman yung customer is, hindi pa pala, wala pa pala yung funds niya. So, nagkaroon ng ganong ano. So, with yung sinasabi nyo nga na process nyo, you are confirming, you are calling, and this will lessen a lot of these headaches.
Sana lahat ng headaches. No, courier, no? Ganon.
So, having said that, bro, maraming salamat for giving us those insights. How will, I know hindi pa kayo nationwide, no? Pero how will people, una, who can you cater to, if ever, mga nakikinig sa atin na, nakikinig na listeners, syempre.
Mga listeners na nakikinig.
How can they work with you, and sino yung mga pwede nyong iserve na right now with your areas?
Yeah, I mean, since we're a small startup, but a growing team, the areas that we cover are GMA, NCR, and yung mga malalapit na Calabarzon. Although recently, we've expanding farther of Laguna, mga Santa Rosa, Cabuyao, Los Baños, ganyan, Cavite.
Sa northern mga part Tanza.
North, meron din Bulacan, Bukawi, Marilao, Mikawayan. Right. Medyo malalapit lang. Okay. Siguro within the next 50 to 80 kilometers or 100, slowly expanding from Metro Manila. Right. We don't do food deliveries. Mm-hmm. We don't do perishable deliveries. We only do yung mga, mga non-perishable, yung mga non-food, dried goods, ganon. Products that can probably wait for a next day delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga hindi masyado nagmamadali.
Right.
Kasi nga, because of all the pre-works na efficiency-wise, yun yung ginagawa namin.
Right.
So, that's why we needed those lead time. How to reach us? Of course, we have our social media pages at pahatid.ph or our website pahatid.ph, www.pahatid.ph. We're very active on Messenger and also on Instagram, any of the social media or even the website. Yeah, yun yung mga ways for us.
By the way, bro, may ano ka ba? Can you give us a ballpark figure of how, let's say, if someone is delivering from Manila? Question ko talaga to Kasi malapit na rin ako mag-launch from Manila to yung...
Naka-launch ka na.
Malapit ako mag-fulfill.
Okay.
Let's say dito, from fulfill to yung mga services areas niya, how much?
Okay, I think I forgot to highlight that. Pero somewhat related pa rin sa efficiency.
Right.
One of the things that we're positioning ourselves to be known for are the flat rate fees.
Oh, okay.
So kami, we do 150 for the NCR areas, whether it's a Pasig to Katipunan, a Pasig to Alabang, 150. 180 for the Camanava areas. Siyempre, slight consideration kasi Camanava medyo malaki. Tsaka pagbaha talaga dyan, nilalakoy na provider namin. So, a little slightly more expensive. And then, 280 for the GMA areas, yung mga Rizal, Taytay, Tanay. So, flat rate, we have those three different price points. Coming from here or from anywhere, whether if you're a merchant who's from Quezon City, tapos you have 10, 3, 5, 20 parcels for delivery on that day, fix lahat yung 150 per delivery
truck. Wow.
So it doesn't matter kung gano'n kabigat or kalaki.
We have limitations, pero we're very lenient. We're unlike other courier services na sumobra lang na 0.25. Ma'am, kinilo ko po. Plus 25 pesos na.
Okay.
Like, kami, we're lenient. Pero with our standards, up to 4, 5 kilos. Right. Tapos we have also mga guidelines naman on the dimensions. If slightly bigger, we confirm naman prior to the merchant. Na, ma'am, sorry, ito kasi malaki na. So baka plus 50 lang siya or 100. Right. But the base price na talagang fixed. Pero yun lang talaga, 2 delivery attempts, then the customer service and the administrative fee. Most importantly, COD fee is already inclusive also.
Oh,
so
nice.
We remit 24 hours after the transaction. Or depende din sa client. May mga client kasi kami regular, may COD. So we do weekly. Right. So medyo open pa kami doon. Kasi also on the side, we're trying to learn.
Right.
Pero yeah, we do flat rate fees with all those inclusives.
Mm-hmm.
Na who really helps small business owners, small, medium, even large.
But for RTS, pag RTS, charge siya kanina.
Yes, because considered na siya as RTS if we really did 2 delivery attempts and also transparently communicated din sa merchant. Hindi naman din kami basta-basta mag-second delivery attempt without telling the merchant. Eh. Mm-hmm. So for example, today, ma'am, hindi talaga sumasagot si sir, ganito, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Ito po yung call logs, tinext na din po namin. Wala na po talaga. So, can you confirm? Tapos sasabihin nila, oh, sige, hold muna yung item. Tapos kinabukasan, oh, nag-reply na, okay na daw. But the time na dineliver ulit namin, wala na naman. For whatever reason. Right. Ang dami common reasons eh. Tulog. Kung ano man. Tapos, ma'am, sorry, nandito na ulit kami. Hindi na naman sumasagot. So, they're aware. At least we're transparent in literally doing the delivery attempts. So, RTS na siya at a full rate. Kasi, syempre, there were work done. Syempre, si Ryder twice naman na pinuntahan. Syempre, kailangan din naman siyang bayaran.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, yun yung RTS namin and then we still charge for the RTS fee.
So, sa listeners natin, it's pahatid.ph. They are also active on their social media channels. Especially if sa mga, ano, no, sa mga startups. Ako, startup pa rin naman ako. So, support each other.
Yeah.
And support natin yung mga companies like yours, bro, sa Pahatid na meron talaga kayong standard that you're trying to meet and adhere to. So, hindi lang siya parang, mukhang malakikita niya. Sige, pasukin natin. Meron pa rin, meron. Kasi ikaw mismo, nakita mo yung pain points ng both sides. Mm-hmm. The rider side, the logistics side, and the business owner side. Especially sa customer side din. Mm-hmm. So, if you are planning to ship your,
shift or add, no?
Yes,
add,
to your,
add existing courier, partner.
Get in touch lang with Chris and his team. So, yun lang for this episode. Guys, don't forget to like our page na Wala Kang Benta. I-type nyo lang at Wala Kang Benta. We are on Instagram and Facebook page. And you can tag us on your post then if ever you
Kaliyo kami. Nagre-reply naman kami. Nag-heart naman kami.
Most of the time. So, again, bro, maraming salamat.
Thank you for everyone.
We appreciate your work, everyone. Especially with Pahatid. Maraming salamat, bro.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. See you next episode.
Bye-bye. Thank you.